All right, we're back. This is the final segment of Who's Talking Tonight. And we've got none other than Chris Sill chomping at the bit with the Foss Home Team Olympic Sports Report.
All right, thank you, Frank. Foss Home Team Olympic Sports Report this week. Virginia baseball improved to 12-1, winning 2-3 against Pitt and Cary, North Carolina. Their VMI game that was supposed to be Wednesday was moved to Wednesday, April 1st due to the weather. In the Pitt series, the last game, they had 3 home runs, and the team tied a season record with 13 hits. And all of their games have been played in a neutral setting, 10 of them, and then or they were away, which is 3 of them, which is pretty good to be 12-1 with that kind of schedule.
Hard to play on the Davenport Lake.
Right. Track and field, 3 men selected for events at the NCAAs. Philip Mihaljevic, will be competing for the shot put, and Jordan Young for the weight throw, and then the men's distance relay also qualified. In lacrosse, number 7 UVA won a high-scoring match against number 8 Cornell, 15-14. Big win for them there. And then women's lacrosse beat Harvard last week but lost to number 2 UNC. Women's basketball, Faith Randolph was named to the All-ACC second team, and Michaela Venson was named to the All-Freshman team. Women lost to Miami 62-52 in the second round of the ACC tournament on Thursday. In wrestling, as we had talked before, 18th-ranked Hoos won the ACC championship, Coach Steve Garland's second title and the program's 5th overall. Swimming and diving, women qualified for 11 events at the NCAAs. In men's tennis, they got to 126 straight victories with wins over Wake Forest and NC State last week. In women's tennis, the number 5 Lady Hoos defeated Florida State and George Washington over the weekend.
And for those, you know, we have people joining us throughout the show. So for those people that might be just tuning in now, I know people every week are disappointed when we go off the air on Monday thinking Who's Talking will not be on until the following Monday. That's not the case this week. You can join us both Thursday and Friday from the ACC tournament, 6 o'clock Thursday, 5:30 on Friday. We'll be bringing you all the latest developments, post-game from the Thursday quarterfinal that Virginia plays at noon, and Friday night, hopefully we'll be previewing the semifinal that Virginia will play at 7 o'clock on Friday night.
Oh, we're in like Flynn. Don't worry, Hobbo.
I always worry. I'm paid to worry. Well, I guess I'm not paid.
You're paid.
I just worried.
All right. Wahoos, this week is kind of an interesting week, Hobbo. Do you recall the travel arrangements and so forth?
My guess is they play Thursday at noon. They'll go down Tuesday, and they'll practice somewhere on Wednesday. They usually can find a gym, be it Elon College or University or somewhere where they can have a practice. And Wednesday before the game, they're probably not going to have a real heavy workout anyway. Just go over the scouting report, do what's necessary to get ready to play on Thursday at noon. But
Little shoot around.
Yeah, just get the kinks out, as we used to say. You know, and hopefully Anthony Gill tweaked an ankle, but all indications are that he'll be fine. And it would be nice to see Justin Anderson on Thursday at least get out on the floor for a few minutes to get himself back in the flow. But I guess we won't find that out until during the game on Thursday.
I got a funny feeling that with the report getting out today, that Justin Anderson was shooting lightly today, that he'll practice a little bit tomorrow, and they probably have a special protective device on his hand, and he's probably got a special jersey with a giant X on it, like, don't touch this guy. But, I got a funny feeling Bennett's going to put him in the game down there just to energize his own teammates and the Virginia fans. And who knows? You know, Anderson's a tough dude.
No, I mean, I would like to see him get out there, get in the flow of the game, and clearly it would give some added depth because hopefully Virginia is going to be playing 3 days in a row, so all hands on deck, as they say. And I think the one thing that Terry Gates said earlier in the show, Virginia during the course of the weekend, particularly if they do play all 3 days, are probably going to have to get a little more contribution from the freshman kids, meaning Mariel Shayok, Isaiah Wilkins, and also Devin Hall. You know, Devin Hall, who didn't play against
Louisville. Get him back in the game.
Yeah, get him out there.
Come on, Tony.
Because he's clearly contributed in some of the recent games, particularly the ones that Justin has been out.
Besides, any guard that can dunk the ball with authority, he's on the court, man. Get him in the game. All right, this coming Thursday and Friday shows, we hope to bring you Dan Bonner, Barry Parkhill, potentially Ralph Sampson, Donald Hand. We're going to try to track him down. He's the ACC legend for UVA. Corey Alexander has got a lot of duties down there, but we're going to reach out to him. And we know that we've got Ted Jeffries coming on at least for one segment, possibly two, and maybe Dave Kane will have one segment on Friday.
And being Greensboro, who knows who we might run into that we can give a microphone to and say, come on over and talk to us for a couple of
minutes. Yeah, Terry Holland might join us again. That was pretty fun last year, wasn't it?
So it'll be special. You know, let's see if we can't get down there and, as Frank said, win back-to-back tournament titles. That would really be quite an achievement.
So don't forget, Who's Talking on this Thursday at 6 p.m., Friday at 5:30. And we've just learned that former UVA outfielder Phil Gosselin, who's with the Atlanta Braves organization, is a potential guest in 2 weeks.
Talk to you Thursday, 6 o'clock from Greensboro. Go Hoos.
Go Hoos, and go Hoos Talking at Greensboro.